Hi, Mark Van Allen here once again for Tom Bradshaw Productions. Today we're going to be reviewing the Jim Dunlop analog chorus they call the Blue Hippo, which is available from Tom. It comes in their new smalls box, a solid, hefty, compact enclosure. It looks nearly indestructible to me. And it runs from a 9-volt battery or a battery adapter. It's just a simple 2-knob interface with controls for speed and depth and a mini switch to add vibrato into the mix. The effect on light is a nice bright blue LED, and it flashes at the speed of your rate setting, which is a great thing to have on dark stages. The controls are smooth and responsive, with no crackles or pops. The foot switch does not induce a pop if you want to turn it on in the middle of a phrase. Very nice. You can also adjust the rate knob, which you will be able to hear me do in several of the following examples, and that can emulate the sound of a rotary speaker like a Leslie cabinet as it ramps up and down in speed. There are a number of settings and effects you can get that are quite different just by small adjustments of the controls. This is another box that bears a lot of experimentation. Unlike some other manufacturers' chorus boxes, the controls don't seem to extend to crazy, squirrely, unusable edges of the parameters, but the rate and depth controls seem to lie within ranges that we actually want to use on stage or in the studio. Since it's such a simple box, I'm going to go straight to comparing some of the various settings you might want to use. To start with, let's listen to the straight sound of the pedal steel, unaffected with the box switched off. Okay, now I'll switch the Blue Hippo on. It's in line after my volume pedal, and I have the rate and depth controls set straight up at 12 o'clock, the vibrato switch off. That's a moderately fast chorusing speed there, so let's leave the depth at noon and roll the speed back to about 9 o'clock. That's pretty tasty, but let's increase the depth a bit so we can hear a more pronounced chorus effect. I'm going to leave the speed at about 9 o'clock and move the depth knob up to about 3. Very nice. Adds body, depth, and some movement to the chords. We're going to leave the depth and speed knobs in the same positions and just turn on the vibrato mini switch so we can hear what that does. Nice, but subtle, like something we might use in the recording studio to enhance a backup part. On the other hand, if we leave the depth knob at noon but turn the rate knob all the way up, this will give you an idea of what kind of full-speed squirrely vibrato this unit is capable of, should you want that. A little over the top for most applications, but if we roll the speed knob back to about 3 o'clock and turn the depth knob up a little bit, to about 1 or 2 o'clock, see what we get. Again, a more subtle sound, but perhaps more useful in certain kinds of music or for certain kinds of tracks. Leaving the depth knob at about 2 o'clock and rolling the speed knob back to noon, I'm going to move the box back before the volume pedal. Chorus is considered to be a time-based effect, like delay or reverb, and is often used after the volume pedal so that your volume moves don't affect the sound of the chorus. If we put it back before the volume pedal, you will cut off any input to the box before it gets to it. But notice also how it warms up the sound of the guitar quite a bit. I'll start with the Blue Hippo switched off, and then you'll hear it as I switch it on and the modulation starts. A nice, full, rich sound. Okay, let's hear how these various settings sound played alongside a recorded track.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope that gives you some ideas about what the Blue Hippo can bring to your own playing and your own enjoyment. Get a hold of Tom Bradshaw and he'll hook you up with one. You can check me out, as always, on Facebook or at markvanallen.com. Take care. Happy picking.